Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the second anniversary of the shooting death of Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. George Zimmerman shot the unarmed teenager while on a neighborhood watch patrol. Claiming self-defense under Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law, Zimmerman was ultimately acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Attorney Benjamin Crump has represented the interest of Martin's family. He has a speaking engagement tonight in Lansing. Kern State's Scott Pohl recently spoke with Benjamin, and he's here with more. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Benjamin Crump will give a talk at 6 p.m. tonight called Justice in America, Trayvon Martin, Race, and the Law at Cooley Law School. He says Martin's family is doing as well as can be expected.
His mother, Sabrina and Tracy, his father, have chose to have the annual Trayvon Remembrance Weekend in conjunction with his birthday on February 5th to celebrate his life and not recognize his tragic end. And what they have done is something so amazing, Scott. They have a peace walk. The Trayvon Martin Annual Peace Walk, where they walk with thousands of teenagers and young people and tell them they have the right to walk in peace. And then at the end of the peace walk, they have celebrities and athletes and police officers and community leaders come and have a peace talk about their ways to settle conflicts without having to use guns and use violence, because they really want to try to make a difference as a legacy to Trayvon, that you have no more Trayvon Martins, and that our children do get to live to be 18 and become adults. It was held in Miami, Florida. They had an incredible Trayvon Martin Foundation dinner on that Sunday night, but the peace walk was incredible. He would have been 19 years old this year.
Your talk for the Cooley Law School Black Law Student Association is called Justice in America, Trayvon Martin, Race, and the Law. Can you give me a preview of the sorts of things you'll talk about?
Certainly. I'll talk to the next generation of lawyers, trying to encourage them to understand that they have an obligation to try to make sure that every American get equal justice, especially the least to be, that they got to do better than we have done. I believe they're going to do better. They're our future. And the fact that these laws like Stand Your Ground, which legalize murder and so disproportionately affect the community that many of them have come from, that they have to answer the bell by making a difference, by changing these laws, by fighting in the courtrooms to protect our children and our families, but also to make sure that equal justice is done in these cases. I think so much it is about trying to let the people in every community know that they are an American and that they have every right to justice and protection like any other American. And we got to force America to be America for everybody.
Are American law schools doing enough to attract and train African-American attorneys? And what's the status of African-American opportunities in the law once a student graduates from law school?
Well, I think every industry, every profession now is becoming more and more challenging. I think law is no exception. You got to really work hard to achieve your dream and desire if you want to be a lawyer. I think the law schools had done better in the past. You remember they had all these Michigan anti-affirmative action lawsuits and stuff. I think it has had a chilling effect on law schools recruiting minorities because they argued unsuccessfully in principle with the Supreme Court. However, it had an effect when Michigan Law School was sued and University of Texas was sued, where the school said, well, we don't want to get hit well for a quota lawsuit. So they, I think in some regards, were not as aggressive in recruiting black professional graduate students. And so that has had a chilling effect. But like every other obstacle, we overcome, and we just have to continue to be excellent. There's no substitute for excellence, and I don't believe there's no denying excellence. So when I talk to those young minds at Cooley Law School, I'm going to remind them that as long as you are excellent, you will not be denied. Make your goal to be excellent in whatever you do. It's as Dr. Martin Luther King said, if you are called on the earth to sweep streets, well, you sweep the streets as Michelangelo painted, as Shakespeare wrote, and as Beethoven played music. You do the very best you can, and you will be successful.
I'd like to ask you about the latest Stand Your Ground case in Florida, the Jordan Davis case, the so-called loud music case. Michael Dunn was convicted of attempted murder charges, for which he'll serve at least 20 years behind bars. But the jury was unable to reach a verdict on a first-degree murder charge. Do you think he should be retried for murder?
Yes, I believe that even though he's off the streets, Michael Dunn, like George Zimmerman, was allowed to escape from our criminal justice system and escape criminal liability for killing Jordan Davis. And George Zimmerman was allowed to escape criminal liability for killing Trayvon Martin. And that is very troubling. It sends a very troubling message to society, just an irresponsible message. It says that as long as you miss, because when you think about Jordan Davis' case, he got convicted for the attempted murders. And Marissa Alexander, an African-American female who shot a warning shot against her domestic violent husband, who said on the record in deposition that he beats all his women. She shot a warning shot in the air, and she was convicted for 20 years, Scott. So what message are we telling society? That when you go to shoot, you make sure you shoot to kill, because if you shoot to kill, there's a good chance that your stand your ground argument is going to work out a whole lot better than when you miss. If you miss, you go to jail. But if you kill the young black person, then you can play this whole argument that Zimmerman played, that Michael Dunn played, which is, oh, it was a black male. They were suspicious. I feared for my life. I was standing my ground. And then when you go to court, attack the character of the black person, because you say, you know, they're all thugs. You know, they're all criminals. And unfortunately, society is accepting these arguments. How do we know? Look at the trial from Trayvon Martin. You look at the trial from Jordan Davis. So that's the playbook they're using. And so at Cooley Law School, law students around America, we got to figure out better how to make America understand that all young black men are not criminals. All young black men are not thugs. And in fact, the majority of us are good, decent people who want the American dream, just like your children want the American dream.
Benjamin Crump speaks in the lobby of Cooley Law School from 6 to 8 p.m. in downtown Lansing. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl. Thank you.